So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes regarding chalukas ha'aretz, who is entitled to a portion of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshia says, liyetzim Mitzrayim neschalka ha'aretz. The land was divided only according to those who were already 20 when they left Mitzrayim, even though they did not enter Eretz Yisrael, and all those who entered Eretz Yisrael received their portions as inheritance from their ancestors who left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yenison says, L'boya ha'aretz neschalka ha'aretz. The land was divided only among those who were already 20 when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and they received their portions in their own right, not as inheritance. The Gemara brings several proofs in support of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds, L'yetzim Mitzrayim neschalka ha'aretz, four of which are alluded to in the Siman, L'rav tzlovchid v'yesev ichfal menashe yichashiv. L'rav, the pasuk states, L'rav tarba nachlase, v'lema'at tamet nachlase. This pasuk can be understood according to the opinion, L'yetzim Mitzrayim neschalka ha'aretz, because as the Rashbam explains, the superfluous words L'rav tarba come to teach, L'misha ha'ya rav v'yetzis Mitzrayim tarba nachlase, ava pishin nismait b'chnisasin la'aretz. A sheva that was large when they left Mitzrayim gets a large portion, even though they were small when they actually entered Eretz Yisrael. And the superfluous words lama tamet teach vice versa. A sheva that was small when they left Mitzrayim gets a small portion, even though they were large when they actually entered Eretz Yisrael. However, according to the opinion, why does the pasuk repeat these words? And as the Rashbam explains, the pasuk does not come to teach that lo isay shehu rav achshav tarba nachalasei or lemud achshav tamat nachalasei. A sheva that was large when entering Eretz Yisrael gets a large portion, and if small gets a small portion, because svaruhu b'leitzarach kra. This is self-understood and does not require a pasuk. Kasha, this question remains unanswered. Tzlavchad. The B'nai Tzlavchad came before Moshe Rabbeinu and claimed that they are entitled to their deceased father's portion in Eretz Yisrael. According to the opinion, L'yitzim Mitzrayim neschalka ha'aretz, Hainu dekotzavchen b'nai Tzlavchad. The B'nai Tzlavchad had a valid claim because their father Tzlavchad was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim and was therefore entitled to a portion. However, according to the opinion, L'boi ha'aretz neschalka ha'aretz, Amai Tzavchen ha'lesei delishkal. Tzlavchad's daughters did not have a valid claim because neither their father Tzlavchad nor their grandfather Hefer entered Eretz Yisrael and they were not entitled to a portion. The Gemara answers, Ela l'chazara v'litol b'nichzei chefer. As the Gemara in the previous daf explained, once the Baya Ha'aretz received their portion, it was returned to their ancestor who was Me'et Mitzrayim, and then distributed equally among all his descendants, even those who were not Baya Ha'aretz. Therefore, the B'nai Tzlavchad had a valid claim to the portion that was first given to Tzlavchad's brothers, who were Mibaya Ha'aretz, which was then returned to their father Chefer, and then distributed among all his sons, including Tzlavchad. V'yasef. The people of Shevet Yosef came before Yeshua with a claim that their portion was too small and insufficient for the large number of people in their Shevet. According to the opinion, L'yetzim Mitzrayim neschalka ha'aretz, Hainu dekotzavchen b'nei Yosef, the members of Shevet Yosef made a valid claim because when they left Mitzrayim, their numbers were small, but when they entered Eretz Yisrael, their numbers had increased tremendously. And their portion, which was given as per the Yetzim Mitzrayim, was not sufficient for all those who actually entered Eretz Yisrael. However, according to the opinion, L'boi ha'aretz neschalka ha'aretz, ma'katzavchi kulu shakal. Shevet Yosef had no claim because they did receive a large portion as per all those who entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara answers, Mishum tfalim dehav nefesh lehu. Shevet Yosef made a claim for the large number of orphans who were younger than 20 years and were not entitled to a portion through their own right, and they were not entitled to a portion through inheritance because their fathers were not Miboi Ha'aretz, and their grandfathers, who were Me'etz Mitzrayim, did not receive any portion from their descendants through Chazara. We'll come back to the fourth siman, Ichfel, in which the Gemara digresses to a related topic. Menashe. The pasuk in Yeshua states, V'yiplu chevli Menashe asara. Shevet Menashe received 10 portions in Eretz Yisrael. Shita deshita bati avis, v'arba detu ha'asara. Six portions for the families of Menashe's six grandchildren and their descendants, and four portions for the B'nai Tzlavchad in all 10 portions. Now, according to the opinion, L'yetz Mitzrayim Neschalka Aretz, the B'nai Tzlavchad were entitled to four portions as follows. Nachlas Avihen, their father Tzlavchad's portion as he was Me'etz Mitzrayim. Nachlas Avi Avihen, their grandfather Chefer's portion, who was also Me'etz Mitzrayim. And when he died, his portion was divided among Tzlavchad and his brothers, and Tzlavchad's portion was then inherited by his daughters. Chelik Bechera, their father Tzlavchad was a firstborn son to his father Chefer, and he therefore inherited a double share in his father Chefer's portion. Chad Achad De'Abahav Lehu, Slavkot had one brother who died with no children and was entitled to a shear in Chayfer's portion, and this shear was divided between Slavkot and his brothers, which was then passed down to Slavkot's daughters. However, according to the opinion Lebayi Haaretz and Eschal Kaaretz, the Bnei Slavkot were not entitled to a portion through their father Slavkot because he did not enter Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara answers that according to this opinion, we must say Treachi de Abba Havelhu. Slavkot had two brothers who died with no children, and they were entitled to a shear in Chayfer's portion, which Chayfer got through Chazara. Part of these two portions were inherited by the Bnei Slavkot together with the other two portions that Slavkot received Benichse Chayfer. Ichashiv. The Gemara points out that even though Bati Avis Kachashiv, the Pasuk enumerates only the six main families on the level of Chayfer, the six sons of Gilead, who were the grandchildren of Menashe. The Pasuk nevertheless mentions the four portions inherited by the Bnei Slavkot to teach that which the Gemara elaborates on in the next daf, Eretz Yisrael Mochzekesi. The Brice in the previous daf continues, Meraglim Yeshuva Kalev Natlu Chalka. The portions that were designated for the ten Meraglim, the spies, were given to Yeshua and Kalev, but not to the descendants of the Meraglim. As the Pasuk states, V'Yeshua Menun B'Kalev Ben Yifuna Chayu Min Anash Mahim. The word chayu is not understood literally chayu mamish, that they remained alive, because this is already known from another pasuk. But I know some ham ish kim kalav ben yifuna v'yeshua ben nun. Therefore, we must say my chayu shechayu bechelkam. Yeshua and Kalev sustained themselves from the portions of the miraglim. The brisa continues misleinim badas kairich lahoylem chelik ba'aretz. The portions that were designated for the 250 protesters who died during the incident of kairich were forfeited, and the land was absorbed by the other members of their shevet. The Gemara asks from a contradicting brisa. The portions of both the Meraglim and also the Mislainim were given to Yeshua and Kalev. The Gemara explains that this is actually Machlekes, which is based on the pasuk that refers to the claim of the Bnei Slavkot. Avinu meis b'midbar, b'hu lohoyi b'teicha eida hana'odim al Hashem, ba'adas kairach ki b'chete meis. Avinu meis b'midbar refers to Slavkot. B'hu lohoyi b'teicha eida refers to the Adas Meraglim. Hanayodim al Hashem badas Kairach refers to the Misleinim of Kairach. The Bnei Slavkot meant to say that their father Slavkot was not part of any of these groups who were not entitled to a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ar makesh Misleinim l'Meraglim. The second brisa compares the Misleinim to the Meraglim, and that both portions were given to Yeshua Kalev. Omar le'makesh Misleinim l'Meraglim. The first brisa does not compare them, and only the portions of the Meraglim were given to Yeshua Kalev, but not the portion of the Misleinim. We now return to the fourth siman. Ichfel. The Gemara points out that according to the opinion Makesh Misloinim Lemeraglim, the term Misloinim refers only to the Misloinim Shabadas Kairach, but not to other Misloinim, because if it did, Ichfel Yeshua B'Kalev V'Yarta L'Kula Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua B'Kalev would have gotten most of Eretz Yisrael. The Brisa concludes, Habonim Natlu B'Schus Avi Avin U'B'Schus Avi Imaisehen. The sons of the Misloinim only received portions that they inherited from their paternal or maternal grandfathers, but not from their own fathers. The Gemara asks from a contradicting brisa, V'atanya b'schus atzmon, the sons received portions through their own right. The Gemara offers two answers. Either the two brises are a machlegis, and hokamandom liyetz mitzrayim hokamandom leboi ha'aretz. The first brisa holds liyetz mitzrayim neschalkal aretz, while the second brisa holds leboi ha'aretz neschalkal aretz. Or there's no machlegis, and both brises hold leboi ha'aretz neschalkal aretz. And hoda ha've ben esrim, hoda la'ave ben esrim. The second brisa refers to sons who were already 20 when they entered Eretz Yisrael, therefore not l'b'schus atzman. The first brisa refers to sons who were younger than 20 when they entered Eretz Yisrael, therefore lo not l'b'schus atzman. And as the Rashbam explains, b'bnei b'nei misleinim kamayri. This brisa must refer to the grandsons of the misleinim, but it cannot refer to the sons of the misleinim because the incident of Kairach occurred in the second year the Yidden were in the Midbar, and the sons of the misleinim would have to be at least 38 years old when they entered Eretz Yisrael.